Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Runners Like Us, a place for the everyday runner to share their journey of triumphs and their passions of all things running, plus a look at everyday life. Today, we have a special episode. I would like to welcome Noel and Bobby to the podcast, both motivating figures in the running community. We're excited to learn a little bit more of what makes them runners like us. How y'all doing tonight?
You're too kind with
Way
that intro.
different. Not gonna lie, I've been hyped for this episode. I reached out to Noelle. She was like, "Yeah, we gotta have Bobby. We gotta have Bobby. We gotta have all four." I said, "Okay, it's gonna be a
Lot of
party." So,
pressure, just a little bit.
hey, it's okay. It is interesting to bring us all together because I am intrigued by, of course, Noelle and Bobby's story. I'd be stalking y'all pages low key, but in a friendly way, of course. So, what makes you both, and y'all can go in any order, what makes you both runners like us?
Gosh, what makes me a runner like every other runner? I think it took me a long time to get here in the sense that my running journey started back in high school and in college, cross country, but I used to care and I used to beat myself up with my race times and performance. And then I took a huge hiatus from not running for a decade, then got into it mostly because of postpartum weight loss journey. And then once I started to race and get bigger, chunkier, meatier races under my belt, I realized I'm kind of addicted to this. This is fun. I just go out there and have fun. I'm me. I'm awkward and weird, but I also don't care. So that's why I say it took me a long time to get to this place where I just do the best I can. And if you don't like it, cool. You're not my cup of tea. I'm not your cup of tea. It is what it is. There's thousands, millions of other runners out there. So I just do my best and I just don't have that chip on my shoulder like I used to when I was younger. I guess the best way I can summarize it.
That's
Awesome.
good.
That's good.
No, that's really good.
A hard act to follow.
You got
The
big
bar
shoes
is high.
to
Yeah, that's a
fill
good
there.
one. Yeah.
I will just accept her answer as my answer. And I guess what I would say for me, kind of similar to what Noelle said, is I've kind of evolved as a runner. And I don't know if the run streaking thing has really made me evolve or just getting older has kind of contributed to that. But I feel like a lot of us runners, regardless of where you are in your running journey, are super fixated on what other people are doing. And I think one of the things that has been super awesome in my personal growth is not caring what other people do. That's not to say like I'm not proud of everybody for what they're achieving, what their goals are. I'm fully invested, and that's one of the things I love about the running community. But I feel like I've gotten a lot better in comparing me to me and my own growth and my own development. And so I think that's one of the things that we should all hopefully strive for is it's really easy to get discouraged when you look at what other people are doing, regardless of what your distance is, what your pace is. There's always probably going to be someone that's faster than you, unless you're one of those Olympians. And that's probably just a small glimpse in time because even those people get beat at some point. And so I think just being satisfied with yourself, I think, is super important to me. Did you give your best effort? And if you did, then that's great. If not, where could you maybe grow down the road in the future, whatever you're comparing yourself to?
No, I like that. Being satisfied with yourself. I'm gonna take that. That's actually pretty good. You
I
said
know
for a
that
passion.
was actually really good.
Yeah, being satisfied with yourself and leaving ego out of it. That's dope.
I think Noelle was right when she said you're a senator. So,
Three
how long have you guys known each other?
years, I think it is, roughly.
Three years, yeah.
Three years.
Where did you guys meet?
Yeah.
The running community online. Yeah.
Internet stranger friends is what I like to term it.
Yeah.
From my perspective, I always like Noelle's vibe on here. And so we started chatting, and the rest, they say, is history. So I call her coach, she calls me coach, and we coach each other both in running and in life. I feel like it's just a really good friendship and relationship.
And we always had that denominator of kids and running. And I mean, coach is a really beast with his stroller runs with an 8 minute pace. And I struggle at 12, pushing a 60-pound stroller plus a kid. So I think that was another thing too, just the common interest of running, just being a safe haven to talk about running, talk about life, talk about family, talk about different types of shoes and funny memes that we come across in reels and runner stats.
So do you
Yeah.
got a motor on your stroller to be
I
moving that
have,
fast?
yeah, now I have jets on the back of my shoes. Don't tell anybody this, but that's
Man, I won't
the
tell anybody.
secret.
Keep saving me. How do you move so fast with a stroller? And obviously, I don't have any kids, but I see people run with the strollers and they just be scooting like, yeah, these miles. I'm like, man, y'all better than me. I can barely move my feet.
Always make sure you have air in the tires. I've made that
No.
mistake a couple times. I'm pushing it. I'm thinking like, why is this mile taking so long at 14, 15 minute pace? Because the tire was flat. That's why. Make sure you always have
Always
air.
check your equipment is really step one. I always check the tire pressure, and if it's feeling not up to standard, you got to pump it up a little bit. And super secret, try to find the downhill courses. Don't push uphill. Let
There
gravity
you
do
go.
its work. Yeah.
Genius. Okay. I do got a question for Noelle though. Let's go legs. Where did that come from? That is hilarious. Could you do the let's go legs and then you do the knee thing? It's hilarious.
So I'm a runner who lives for music. I cannot, I give major props to people who run with nature, their own thoughts, their own heartbeat. Cool. I need music. That's my vice. Sometimes for a lot of runs, I have to hype myself up. And the let's go legs was just kind of when I started getting back into running, that fatigue, starting at 1 minute walk, 2 minutes jog, just very basic. Let's go legs. Don't give up when you're heavy, when you're tired. Let's keep going. And it's just kind of just my mantra became my thing. And then the music and my stories, a lot of them reflect my mood. Sometimes they're emo, sometimes they're upbeat, sometimes they're country most of the time. But it's just kind of my shtick of this is what pumps me up before my runs. It just works for me. I don't know. It's just one of those mantras of let's go legs. Like, come on, dig deep. We're not going to give up. We got to go forward. There's no going back, and we're not going to walk.
If I can add something, sometimes she's crazy and runs to the same song on repeat over and over and over, and I'm super impressed by that.
I do. I read about that actually in a magazine, Runner's World. A marathoner, I can't remember his name, but he wanted to try a marathon with one song on repeat. And I thought, let me try that. I think I made it to 5 miles just with one song on repeat. And there's something just so powerful about a good song with a good hook and a good beat that if you just focus on that over and over again, it sounds crazy. I even explain it, I kind of sound crazy. But that's just another thing that's weird about me, I guess, is my running shtick. The let's go legs, listen to the song and repeat. Because when you really want to give up, that beat comes up, that hook that is motivational. And you're just like, man, mom's spaghetti. Like, okay, let's go. Play it over again.
Yeah, was it Eminem then? It was Eminem.
Well, that, yeah, could, that has been one. Yeah.
You could pick three, what are they? I'm gonna put you on the spot. I'm unscripted here.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Three songs on repeat. Probably Happened to Me, Russell Dickerson. That's a good one. That's been my jam all summer. Move Along, All American Reject,
Best band ever.
and Paramore, Misery Business, hands
Ooh,
down.
Paramore.
Yeah.
I'll have you know, I've been inspired by Noelle with the single song. There have been times where I'm like, let's see how long this crazy train can go. And so there have been a couple songs that I've been able to listen to more than once.
And what were yours, and how many miles max?
I don't know how many miles, but songs that I would probably definitely listen to on repeat are, in no particular order, Daddy Lessons by Beyonce and the Chicks. I just love that song. I don't know if you've ever listened to it, but it's pretty fun. Another song probably you never have heard of is Evanescence, Wasted on You. I just really love Amy Lee's voice, and like the instruments in that song are, I think, complete fire. So that's a song I probably have done 5 miles easily on that song on repeat. And then, of course, since you said Eminem, Rap God, I can probably listen to that for an entire marathon.
Rap God.
And because once he gets to the fast part, I feel like it's super motivating.
That tempo, yep.
Yeah, the
I
tempo
get
gets
it.
me. That's what it's all about.
The tempo, yeah, it's
Oh,
wild.
man.
I'm not one who knows a lot of words. Like, if you talk to my wife, I'm not one who really knows any words to any songs. I'm like a complete idiot.
I make
But
up
like
lyrics
within
all the
three
time.
beats, I could probably tell you what song it is. So it's all about like the music for me.
Yeah, I
Nice.
actually tried that this past weekend. I listened to one song, and then like the context of the song is the woman's getting freed from the relationship, and she's like, "Come pick up your clothes. I folded your clothes. You know, I'm kind of done with that. Just come get your stuff." And I was like, "I'm not in that situation." But I'm like, "I'm happy for her," and I just kept listening to the same song. It's so sad, but beautiful at the same time. But I can kind of see what you're saying for sure, for
Yeah,
sure.
that's funny. I have never done that, but there are times that a song comes on and I'm just running and like, I could listen to that again. And Jason will not appreciate this because he hates this song for some reason.
Talk to me. What's up? What's the song?
I could listen to Shaboozey's A Bar Song on repeat
Oh, that's a
forever.
banger.
That is a
I
good
don't
one.
know why. I don't know if
We can
it's
cut
like
it.
just the beat. I know. What, are we not friends anymore?
Shaboozy, never mind. You know how I feel.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the beat. And it's like Bobby said, like,
The
I don't really know the words a lot. I'm just like, listen
same.
to the beat. I actually try
Oh,
during my runs to like remember what songs I listen to. And I'm like, I don't even know.
I'll give you another song if you want to listen to a song on repeat, and you can probably crush any race you do. Beyonce, Get Me Bodied, the extended mix though. It's like 7 minutes long, but
Oh my
oh man,
gosh.
that song crushes everything.
Well, I'll see your Beyonce with Justin Timberlake. Mirror, extended edition. Yeah, mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Okay.
And then
That's a
if you
good
watch
one.
the video, come on now, you might shed a tear. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Or cry you a river.
Cry me
Oh,
a
that's a good
river.
one too.
Okay.
Yeah. Cry me a
No,
river.
you're not going to shed a
Okay.
tear. You're going to cry you a river.
I see what
That's
you did there. Not bad, not bad. Okay.
fun.
Future Sex Love Sound is also a great running song. Sorry, I didn't mean to create a
Okay.
tangent,
I
but
just got to write this down. This is a
I
lot of songs.
don't. Jason like can listen to Morgan Wallen on repeat
Come
forever.
on now. Come on now. It's not one of the questions, but I was going to throw it in.
So I see that you guys are ambassadors for a lot of products and gear. I'm sure other people are curious too, like how people get started with that or how does that come about?
So I think if there are brands that you really like, a lot of times they have, I'll call them windows where they're kind of looking for ambassadors, and you would go through the application process and they do whatever magic they do to pick people. But I really feel like if it's a brand that you're interested in and you're already tagging them like in stuff that you do, Salt Stick, Alter Ego, Runner, just like some that I've had experience with over time, they kind of, I think, maybe recognize you a little bit. And some of them kind of changed over my experience, where almost not necessarily an ambassadorship as it is like a membership. So I think that's something to be aware of. Some of them where you kind of pay a fee and then get maybe a discount or something, but just be aware of that. Some of the bigger ones are like, I'm not a member of it, but like the Brooks Running Collective, where that one's pretty swanky. I would love to be part of that. I'm currently
Swanky, it's
really,
crazy.
really, really like rocking a lot of Brooks shoes right now. So it would just be a natural fit for them to pick me. Hey, Brooks.
Natural fit. No pun intended.
Hint, hint.
Well, I keep writing A6, but they haven't responded. So those dreams are out the window for the time being. Like Bobby said, you have to, I think, start with a product that you love. I like to do product reviews sometimes. I'm never going to tell my followers or even my friends, hey, I don't like this product, but you should buy it. I genuinely like everything that I promote. And I think that authenticity and that realness, companies do see, they can see through a lot of the BS that's out there. And at the end of the day, I'm not paid. I'm just doing this for fun. I'm just doing this as an outlet for creativity, for content, for running. So when Salt Stick, for example, this is my second year being an ambassador for them. When I applied, I really didn't have a lot of Salt Stick posts, but I was honest with them during my application processing that, I know I don't have a lot of content about you guys, but I do support. Obviously, I've bought so many different chewables from you. It helped me for my first marathon. So just really connecting it to real life moments, I think can help, especially if you're starting off with running or if you only have a couple hundred followers, just being real and honest with companies and just never hurts to ask because the worst thing that they can say is no. Right. So that's kind of how I approach it with companies. Toonbelt, I'm trying really hard to get a little ambassador discount code with them. It's just putting yourself out there and just not being afraid to someone to say no because nothing's guaranteed in life. You just got to try. And if you get a no, then okay, there's at least other dozen other companies out there who will be willing to work with you and you just have to keep at it and be optimistic.
That's good advice.
Well, speaking on like the ambassador programs and everything, is there still like an ambassador program you still are not yet a part of that you want to be a part of?
No, I. Let me think. Well, funny story about Salt Stick, actually. When I applied to reapply, I was honest with them. I was like, look, last year was rough. I know I didn't finish a lot of the challenges and awards, but here, let me reapply. And then left after right, people are getting their letters in what, February or March? Bobby got a letter. I was like, mine must be lost in the mail. I didn't get a message back till like June.
Jeez.
And maybe was it June, Bobby? I think it was June,
Think
right?
it was really
Yes.
delayed.
Like 6 months,
Comically
cool.
delayed.
When I asked them, just curious when I'm gonna get my welcome packet, they responded, Dear Noor. I'm like, oh my God, they have the wrong person. They don't even realize it's me. Like, this is a joke, right? And I'm still
That's
waiting for my
crazy.
welcome packet, but my code works and I'm just having fun with them. Like, I'm not getting paid. But as far as any that I've missed that I wanted, I haven't really applied to any this year just because I just haven't. I don't know. I didn't think about it, I guess.
That's fair.
Just shooting my shot with Brooks here. That's really the only one right now that I'm really kind of coveting. But that one's, I feel like that one's super competitive too. That would be awesome because right now you don't have a question on shoe rotation, right?
No, but you can throw it in there, though.
I mean, right now,
We do now.
right now I'm rolling with the Glycerin Max, the Ghost Gore-Tex, the Adrenaline Gore-Tex, the Hyperion Max, and the Hyperion Regular. So like, come on, Brooks.
Come on,
Yeah, that's a serious
that's a
rotation.
serious shoe rotation of Brooks only.
That's just the Brooks side. We're not talking about my New Balance Rebels, my Saucony Endorphin Pro. Like I've got a serious shoe problem. So,
Yeah.
any shoe company at this point, just whatever, just give me something free. I like a lot of shoes. Just give me whatever you have. It's fine. I'll wear them.
Love it. Yes, I feel you on that for sure.
I'm glad you got New Balance in that rotation.
Supercons are one of my favorite long run and race shoes for sure.
Typical dad shoe too.
It is. I look so good in them.
But do you got the Monarchs too?
I don't have those actually.
Come on now. I might cop me a pair. I ain't gonna lie.
I'll
Heard they're comfortable, so we'll
take
see.
them. Speaking about shoe rotation, because I'm sure you're rotating every day as you're supposed to. Tell us about your run streak, Bobby. What day are you on?
I only know this because I saw you asked a question. I'm woefully bad at tracking my run streak. However, one of my run streak friends told me of an app that's called Run Streaker, really appropriately named.
Oh.
But today is day 803.
Oh my
That's pretty cool.
goodness.
Nice.
That's
Nice.
amazing.
That's sweet. What's your minimum run, and then what's the max you've done?
So my minimum is, according to the International Run Streak Society or whatever that group is that actually cares about this, it's 1 mile. So that's my minimum.
Okay.
Usually about 3 miles is what I strive for because it's like about 20-ish minutes of workout. I feel like that's a good thing to strive for. This week I'm at a conference, so I've been doing a half marathon in the last like 3 days in a row. So that's kind of cool.
Wow.
I don't really do that ever. Even
Oof.
though I run streak, I'm usually like a super low volume runner. I'll average like 25 to 35 miles a week. So nothing crazy, I don't think. Like there are people who run less frequently that run more than I do. This is like just kind of like an anomalous time for me. So I've been kind of taking advantage of less parental responsibility and running a little bit more, which is kind of
Yeah,
cool.
that's so
And
great.
my longest run was 42 miles. So the
Wow.
next day was kind of fun doing whatever I did after that.
God, like hobble for a mile. I don't know.
It's good to know 1 mile counts because what's my 70-day run streak started as a joke first to annoy another runner, which didn't end up working. And then I got a little hooked because I was like, oh, this is actually pretty fun, Bobby. But then after a while, I was like, actually, this is not for fun. This is hard. It's a commitment. A mile, at least a mile a day was tough. I made it to 70 days. I'm good.
Still awesome. Yeah,
That's
still,
long
that's still
though.
awesome.
That's awesome.
A long time. I don't want to do the math. That's a
More
long
than
time.
2 months, right?
Yeah, there you
Yeah.
go. Yeah, that's
Just a
what it
little over two
was.
months, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time to be committed. I'll tell you that. For both of y'all, what does your training plan look like currently? And what are you currently building towards with that training plan?
Want to go, coach?
Okay, yeah. Well, I was training for an ultra, but I've had to shift gears down to a half. So it's going to be my first trail race, September 6th, actually. So a couple weeks away. So ultra training, it's going to have to pivot to 2026, but I'm excited for my first trail race.
Do you prefer a trail, road over trail?
I'm a road runner, so I'm going to die out there, but at least I'm going to try and have fun.
You're gonna have a great time.
Hopefully, we'll see.
That's a really bad question for me because I kind of suck at training for things. I just kind of generally run, but I have an aspirational goal of trying to get a half marathon PR. So I tried in the spring. I was like a minute short. I didn't sign up for the race, but I'm kind of thinking October I might do it. It's like October 26th, I want to say, if that's the last weekend. I didn't start training for it. It didn't load any sort of training plan or anything, but I feel like there's plenty of time to fit that in. And then last August, I just signed up for a random 10K and I won the race, which is kind of crazy.
Nice.
Like you got first.
Like legit, like won the race, which is kind of cool. The crazy part of the story, so I'll tell like the short version of the story. So the race starts, it was a 10K and a 5K. 10K starts like 15 minutes before the 5K. As I line up, this kid like took off. And so I thought, all right, whatever happens, happens. I was running hard, but I had like no like real goal in mind. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm like second place. That's kind of cool. And so I'm running, it was a 3.1 mile loop. So you did it twice. And so I did the first loop. I'm like, I don't see this guy at all. Like he was cooking. And so I finished the race and I'm just sitting waiting for the award ceremony. So I'm like, oh, I mean, I did well. I'm really super proud of myself. And then they call like the winner. They called my name as like the winner. Where I'm like, wait, what about the guy who destroyed me? Where's that guy? So like to this day, I'm pretty sure I either invented this imaginary figure or he was just a random guy that was like there with a friend who was running and then did his real run but wasn't actually racing. So I don't know what happened, but I won. So and I now have a race victory on my ledger that I will never remove. So I signed up for it again this year with like no like real expectation that I'll actually win again. But like, hey, never know, right? Could
What
happen.
if that guy
Or
does show up though this time
oh
and he's like,
yeah
hey, remember
yeah but
me?
Yeah, he actually signs up. Like, well, if that guy won last year, I've got this easel. I'm telling you, the guy smoked me. It was like not even close. Within a mile, I could not no longer see him. I had like a good respectable time. Like, I don't know, but it's still kind of fun. So we'll see if it happens, either of those.
Do you guys have a specific routine that you do every day, or do you just kind of go out and just run some miles?
Well, we know Bobby doesn't stretch, so
That's wild.
he just gets up and goes. I can't do that. I'm too old. When I'm not training, I kind of just stick to 2, 3, 4 runs a week. I just try to be a little bit consistent with my base training just so I don't lose all of my fitness. And then once I'm training, I stick to a schedule that I'll actually get like my coach's help from.
Nice. So you as a
Yeah.
coach. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I have a coach as well. Her name is Garmin. I got a new watch several weeks ago, I guess at this point. And so with the Garmin, it gives you like a daily suggestion. And ever since I got this new watch, I've like done the suggestion ever anymore. Like I'm just not really playing with it. I'm not really following that. And kind of depends on the season. Like in the summer, I don't love running during the middle of the day, so I've been actually doing a really good job because I'm like a beautiful sunflower. I need like the sun to be ready for me, and then like if it's out there, I'm ready to run. But so it's starting to get to the point of the year where I'm like, maybe like an extra sleep, and then I'll just suck up a little bit later run. I much prefer to get up if I can like choose my poison. Get up before the house is awake and get my run in, and then I don't have to worry about it. But if I don't do that, I usually
Yeah.
run at lunchtime because the family's accounted for, and then it's not like intruding into anything. And I'm blessed that I have a job where that's like a reality that I can actually do that. If it's at the end of the day, it's usually not going to be good, not going to be long. I get what I get, and I'm not upset. Like it's nice. Sometimes my oldest, he's 10, he does a lot of different sports. If he has a practice, I have little with me. I'll throw her in the stroller and we'll run around wherever. If she's cooperating, she's pretty spicy though, so like that's like child dependent. Maybe for this half, I'll kind of maybe do like the Garmin coach thing, like I normally do, because I've had really good success with the Garmin coach program. Like I don't have a human coach because I'm not really good at listening necessarily. I feel like it's done me good-ish.
Ish, when you listen, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you're honest.
Just ignore those recovery days that Garmin suggests.
I will candidly admit, this morning when I looked at my morning summary on my watch, it called it a rest day. Like, I never get those, and I feel like it's been for me that's not really ever going to happen. But I did get a rest day today, but I ran 12 and a half miles.
Pretty restful.
Very.
On a run. You both mentioned a routine. Can you walk us through like a day in a life in your, I guess, ideal day? What does that look like for both of you?
That's tough because I only have one kiddo right now, and going from preschool, kindergarten starts like a sneeze away from here. But ideal day is he's up at school. I get a run in. I get ready for my work day. I work, pick him up, help him with play or homework or whatnot. Then family meal time. Then wind down time. Watch something on Netflix. And then go to bed early and repeat. Kind of that's actually what my life has been lately, just with the seasons of working again, being a working mom again. So I guess that's ideal. Just and enjoying the weekends, thoroughly enjoying the weekends, whether that's a long run or family time. But that's been just the nice, like perfect summer, I guess. Just family time, running, a lot of downtime too. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say kind of maybe similarly. Again, I try to get my run in early. So I'm usually an earlier person. So I can get up at like 6 and get my run in. That's like ideal for me. Get big kids' lunch ready for either summer camp or school if he's packing. Obviously, I have to do the real work thing because I'm not independently wealthy, unfortunately. If anyone wants to change that, I would accept that donation. For me, I think probably similar to Noelle, my weekends I really try to dedicate to family. So if I have a long run on my calendar, I really try to do it during the week. Fridays tend to be a day that works for me. Unless by some grace of God, I wake up like really early on a weekend and I know no one's gonna hopefully wake up early. Or what often sometimes happens on the weekend is the little likes to get up early. So I'll throw her in the stroller and then it'll be what it'll be. I pack a lot of snacks, a lot of drinks, a lot of activities, a lot of patience, a lot of songs, usually Disney variety, and then just like leave it with God and hope for the best. But I kind of dictates. I usually, she'll sing me for my entire run. She'll pick my route, which is kind of cool because I'm definitely not like a rigid runner at all. So I'll just go with the flow. She'll say left or right, and then I'll just adjust on the fly where we're going.
That's fun, popcorn style.
Yeah.
Spontaneous.
As far as fueling, what do you all do for that? Are you running long enough where you need fuel, or are you just going for it.
I'll let you go first, coach.
Took me a long time to figure out what fuel I like. I had a lot of trial and errors with different brands. I was doing my honest reviews with some of them. If you guys have been following, remember, some of those gels out there, dudes totally created them, and they just don't care what they taste like or look like when you pour it into a shot glass. They're pretty gross. I'm not gonna say which brand,
It starts with a
but
C and ends with an S. I know
yes. So the one
that.
I stick with is Gu, GU. I love theirs. Espresso Love is my favorite. Salted watermelon. I do salt sticks. I'll do the lime salt sticks or the lemon lime. I can't remember. Oh man, this is probably why I'm not an ambassador officially. And then sometimes I'll do Cliff Block, the salted watermelon. And then for my electrolyte water, I'll do Noon Performance water. But for my really long runs, I'll do one water, one noon, because I've noticed after, I want to say like 10 miles, I just want water, even like sprinkler or hose water. Like I just really want water. So that's why now it's taking me a long time to figure out I need water, I need my noon, I'm good to go. I don't do well with gummy bears or beef jerky or bananas or milk or whatever other trail runners, crazy ultra runners do. My stomach is just very, nope, we're gonna stick to the goo and the water, and that's it. It's taken a long time to get here.
What about you, Bobby?
So Noelle has already outed me as not being very good in the stretching scene. I'm
And
also woefully bad in the fueling and hydrating scene. So
he's like a camel.
my rule of thumb is, I hate to say this out loud, but if it's less than 2 hours, I'm not gonna pack anything usually, because like that's not that long. Yeah, I don't really ever pack anything ever. However, I will say, if I were to fuel, I really like Tailwind because I don't have to pack fuel per se. It's built right into the drink. So that's kind of cool. I mean, that's nice. I really like Salt Stick, obviously. I feel like I'm contractually obligated to say that. But no, I generally really do like their stuff. Like the chews are really good. The gummies are like, I think, fire. Unlike
Oh,
Noelle, I love me a gummy. If there's a gummy, I will consume it anytime and at all times. I like Noon. I'm like, thankfully, I'm not, my body's super cool. If it actually gets something, it's probably like, oh my God, he's feeding us. I'll give you like a kind of funny or really bad example story of that. I did the 2023 Philly Marathon 2 weeks before. One of my ultra friends said, so what's your fueling strategy? I'm like, good question.
wing
So I so I
You're
bought a
like,
new gel.
wait, you
It was,
eat during a marathon? That's weird.
yeah, right. Well, I only do one a decade usually. So that, in fairness, I'm not like a seasoned marathoner. I decided, oh, well, this Crank Sport e-gel sounds kind of cool. I gave that a spin. I ran with it one time before the race and I packed those. And so my strategy was every, I think I did it like every 2 miles, I took one of those. I think they had Noon on the course. So I took one of those with it. It worked, thankfully. Or else it could have been epically awful. But like, thankfully, it was pretty nice though. Yeah, really not a good example. Don't do this, I
Yeah, you're a
guess. Or
unicorn. The no stretching, the no fuel, trying something new on race day.
all the above. New shoes? I've tried that
Oh,
too.
new shoes.
Yeah.
not surprised.
That's
Still a bit,
crazy.
just a walking vibe.
Write
What can
that down.
I say? So with all this running y'all doing, and of course some stretching some of us are doing, so how important is a running community for you both? Does it, fuel you to keep going, or is just it just motivates you? What is the running community to y'all?
Yeah, I started my running account because I didn't want to bother family with my running nonsense necessarily. So it was probably a couple of years now. I would say maybe 3.5 years, right before Noelle and I became friends is probably when I started the account. And what's been really, really cool to me are the genuine relationships that I've made with people. Not just like Noelle is a great example of that, but there have been a bunch of other people that I chat with online and I've met at races and we've got to have share some miles together that I think it's really cool to be able to do that. And perfect example, my wife had a conference in Boston last week, and so we made like a family trip out of it. And just completely randomly, the bearded runner was running near me, and so we
Daniel. Oh,
stopped and
nice.
we met. I told him I was in Boston, and it was just kind of like a fluke coincidence that we were able to meet up and meet in person and talk to each other. Do you want to run with me now? I'm like, well, I already showered and I got my family, but I'm happy to like meet you if it works out. And kind of his route was literally running in the direction, opposite direction of where we were walking. So that was really cool. And my wife says, she's like, it's kind of cool that you can go pretty much anywhere and you probably might know a running friend somewhere. So I think that's a really testament to us weirdos that are in this community that we're willing to meet other random internet running stranger friends. I feel like they've got good sense of that. And so, yeah, I think to your question, just like the motivation, it's really cool to see the support you get from one another. And I'm genuinely cheering for all the people that I talk to and that I follow. And I just want the best for everybody. And I feel like it's reciprocated as well. So I'm super happy and blessed and appreciative of this community for sure.
That's hard to top. Oh my gosh.
No pressure.
No, it's true. I was jealous that you got to meet Dan. I was like, oh my gosh, like that's so cool. For me, when I first started getting back into running and first starting out and meeting other mother runners, that was huge for me because it helped me realize I'm not alone. It's okay to start over or even start at all. And there's no pressure, there's no judgment. And sure, there is on other sides of the internet and Instagram and all of the other platforms. Within hour, I feel small knit because it is a really small knit community. There's no judgment. There's just honesty, there's support. And then even meeting more and more mother runners and hearing motivational stories from them or them saying they find something I'm doing motivational, that makes me feel like I'm accountable to keep up with it. And then that helps, I guess, kind of fuel my, I can't let them down because it feels like if I'm going to let her down, then I'm letting me down and then I'm letting my kid down. So it's just like this whole bigger umbrella thing. Just the support, just starting off as being a mother runner and then meeting friends like Bobby and just realizing that, yeah, we're all kind of weird and we all have our running accounts because nobody else outside of running wants to hear about it. And that's fine because we're so much more than runners. We're friends, we're daughters, we're sons, we're husbands, wives, the list goes on. But ultimately, we have this love and this passion for this sport where it's an unforgiving sport, it's a gift. And there's not a lot of, I guess, kudos from the outside world. So we really have to hold each other to this cheerleader motivational pedestal, I guess, in a way, because if we're not going to cheer on each other, then who's really going to cheer on us? And that sounds so cheesy, I know, because like you can be a spectator at a race, but unless you're in the thick of it, it's just harder to really understand what that person or the other runner is going through. And so I just really love that camaraderie that we have. And it doesn't matter if you run a mile, you run a half, you run a ultra. If you're running, you're a runner and we're all in it together. So that's just what I really love about the community, that we're all in it, everyone's positive, and we get each other. And that's kind of what keeps me coming back for more. As corny and cheesy as all that sounds.
Well said. That was well said.
Both of your answers were so great. And I feel like Bobby and I kind of bonded last month because we were battling with somebody that couldn't keep up because he was tapering. And so Angus was really cheering us on. And I think both of us didn't even think about it. We were just like, what? Oh, sure, we'll beat you this month. And so then we were cheering each other on to be like, all right, we got to get to 150.
Absolutely.
But that was super fun.
And then he ripped off a 92-mile run the next month, but whatever.
Off the hip too. It was crazy.
Right? I'm going, day three, 92 miles.
Yeah, I woke up, I said, ain't no way.
Okay, buddy.
Impressive.
I agree with both what you guys say. The running community has been so great. And yeah, it's just fun to see what everyone's doing every day and cheer them on and be lucky enough to be part of it.
I love the running community. Of course, I get to meet beautiful people like you all. And that's how I met Michelle. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. But having, the same interest, the same, wavelength of motivation, it just goes so far. And like, I just love motivating people myself. I wake up on 10 every day. I just gotta motivate somebody. And I love people's journeys. I love their stories because like it's their story. They're building something so monumental. Because like even just building my own story, I know like every step means something. I mean, it means everything. So imagine what that is for somebody else, and to I guess live that feeling through them. It's beautiful. And I gotta cheer it on. You got to. You don't know what people are battling or conquering, and that it just you just gotta keep pushing them on. So that's what the running community is for me. I love it.
Love that.
Yeah,
That's
it's
good.
kind of crazy, like when you hear from people, especially I'll say as like a run streaker, in a way it almost kind of gets old, like, okay,
They ran
802
again. Cool.
other days. I'm in. It's kind of funny till every once in a while I'll just hear from someone like, oh, I'm so happy that you keep posting this. I'm like, okay, like that's kind of cool, but like for you, after a while, just kind of feel like maybe you're go through your own ruts or whatever you want to call it, where you're like, okay, it's not that I don't love running. game, but how many selfies do you all want to really see of me? Like, probably not as many as I take. So, but just trying to keep it interesting as best you can. And I think it's really helpful just to kind of be aware of that people might be looking. They may not say anything, but people are looking to you and cheering you, even if they're not saying it out loud. So a
You're like
way of thinking about
inspiring one person that you
it.
probably have no idea you're inspiring, right? Like,
And I think it's very important to even just remember, even like I know we have, I think I talked about this before, but I know we have goals that come up that kind of overlook the basic mileage goals or the run streak goals. But it's a good thing to remind yourself, even if you run 1 mile a day, like, oh, that's another day towards the run streak. And I had like an instance like that because like my goal every year is just mileage. But then it started to slowly transition to like races and like ultras. And but every day the goal or sub goal is mileage. You know what I'm saying? So like it was a point where like you couldn't make it this far, so you always gotta like give yourself grace, give yourself praise, and just celebrate the little things. Yeah, never forget like the reason why you started or the reason why you keep going.
So, is there anything next for you guys? You talked, there's some races coming up, right? Noelle, you said you're doing half.
Yeah, it's called the Goat Run. It starts in Port Angeles. I was told about this race and I'm racing it with some family friends. So, it's up in Port Angeles. That's all I really know. But the elevation is going to be intense, I think. Close to either 1600 or 1700 for a half, which isn't terrible now that I've been doing a lot of my long runs with hills around here. But it's a trail race, so I'm a little intimidated, but I'm just gonna have fun with it and see how it
Yeah,
goes.
for sure. Bobby, do you have anything coming up?
Yeah, so I have a couple weeks. I have that 10K, and then the end of October, the unsigned half marathon down the road in York, Pennsylvania. Our local Fleet Feet, they started as one store, and now this is their third store that they've expanded to, which is kind of cool. So I really like to try to support the local running
Yeah,
community
that's awesome.
because they do a lot for the community here. This is their first year doing this race. That would be kind of cool to give that a spin. It's always nice to do a first something, right? So we'll see how that goes. But 1 hour 30 minutes is the goal. I want to break
You can
that.
do it, coach.
Yeah, you got this.
You got it. Eyes on the prize.
That's
1:30.
right.
You got anything, Michelle? No. Like, do you have a race coming up?
I've been thinking about a half marathon, maybe in November. So we'll see. Because I've been working on speed and I gotta see what's going on.
How about you, Jason?
I'm not doing the 50K in September with Coach Milton. So sad. Well, because army training. But Dana's Peak is, I run this race every year and I get torched every year. I don't know why. It's crazy. I get torched every year. But this year, I'm feeling better. I think I'm gonna try to go out and win it this time. So yeah, I'm gonna try to go out and win it.
You
So
got
it'll be
this.
my fourth time running it. It's gonna be a 50K this time. It's gonna be dope.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's in October. So let's hope for the best. So, talking about your journeys and so motivational experiences from you both, what advice would you give new runners looking to start their journey?
Eyes down, blinders on. Just ignore all the BS. If somebody doesn't get it, cool to them. You got it. Eyes down, blinders on. Just keep going.
Love it.
Mine is
Put that
give
down.
yourself grace. Running is, especially if you're a person who's like literally coming to the sport, it's hard. There's no way to like sugarcoat it. And I don't want to like scare people away from it, but go easy because I feel like a lot of new runners try to go 100 miles an hour all at once. This is really hard. Yeah, well, you're making it a lot harder by doing it that way. It's okay to do a run walk or whatever you need to or scale back. I'm a big believer in at least trying to pay attention to your heart rate. I know Noelle is like a freak and runs at like 112 heart rate. If you
115.
keep an awareness of, okay, yeah, I'm not that it. But like if you pay attention to that just for yourself, you'll find that I think it's a lot more enjoyable if you ease into it. Don't cannonball in the deep end. Small minority of people can probably do that and they'll be fine, but a lot of people, I think, turn themselves off to it by making it harder than it needs to be. So keep it simple, silly.
Your answer is better than mine. Mine sounded like a bumper sticker.
I wrote
There's
yours
nothing wrong
down
with
though.
that. There's
I wrote yours
nothing.
down.
Thank you guys so much for being here and chatting with us. We really appreciate it. It's been great finding out how you guys are runners just like us, and I'm excited to keep watching your journeys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. This was exciting. This was fun.
Thanks for letting me crash your party.
It's always a party. Yes,
It
yes.
is.
Well, again, just like Michelle said, we want to thank you both for joining us on the podcast. It was definitely great to get to know you a little bit more. Of course, I'll be spawning your pages definitely more now. So where can we find your pages though? Where can we find you on the gram?
I'm Runner's Knot, also known as Noelle, Runernerskanot.
Run.bot. Bobby.run.
Yep. Okay. What about you, Michelle?
I'm at MQuit, MQUIT. Jason.
And mine is, oof, here we go. Go for your 30. I'm not going to even try to spell it, but you can figure it out. Go for your 30. And again, thank you both for, joining us today just to speak about your journeys and everything. It's been amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is
Thank
fun.
you.
We'll be in
Yeah.
touch.
Can we begin to rock?